And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
That day has yet to come.
Why start now?
I'm like talking to him on the phone the other day, and I'm like, you know, jingles, you know, making more jingles. And he goes, you don't even use the jingles you have. And I'm like, sometimes I do. Sometimes. Incorrectly, generally. But I do use them. So my shoulders are bothering me.
What is your problem over there?
I don't know. Anyway, welcome to the Midwood Files. The producer is along with me.
Hi.
I was going to blow it off. I was going to be like, you know what? Hey, my Halloween show. I didn't really feel like doing a Halloween show.
And I was going to let him.
So I was going to like not do anything, you know? I'm pretty stoned. I fell off the wagon at day 28. I went 28 days straight.
Close
and
enough.
Then I fell off the wagon really hard. Really friggin' hard. But that being said, I was like, oh, it's the anniversary. It's the anniversary. This is the 6-year anniversary of the show.
Of haunting the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. So I figured, come on, we'll do like an hour. I said, come on, we'll do an hour. Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
So I shamed her into it. I shamed her into it.
I did.
But yeah, you know, it is what it is. How are you?
I'm all right, surprisingly.
Yeah, you know, like 6 years later, you've just, you know.
6 years later, I'm still alive, a little worse for wear.
Yeah, well, I
meaning I no longer leave the house.
This August 15th will be like 20 years. It will be our 20th anniversary.
Yeah, well, yeah. Wow.
So,
I'm getting drunk.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I'm not.
Aren't you already?
No. Oh, yeah, that's right.
She doesn't drink.
Nope.
Not really. And she doesn't smoke. So I smoke all the weed by myself.
So he does all the partying for the both of us.
I think the cat wants to get out.
Yeah, well, come on.
He's just going to yammer if you don't want to know.
All right.
All right. So while the producer lets the... There you go. He may yammer to get back in, too. It is one of those
Well,
things.
You know what? I don't care.
One of those, you know, things that cat owners will get. So, he may... You may not.
You know, I'm remembering back to being a parent, and I don't ever remember saying, you know, to my kid, stop trying to open the door, you know, or quit scratching the door
Maybe.
Or stop staying out there singing the song of your people and stop.
Could be. I don't know if that's something that I would lead off with. But yeah, so 6 years. It's really good, I think the reason it's working is because my shoulders are killing me whenever I lean in. Is that John and I really don't talk to each other that much. I think that we've discovered the secret of keeping
the friendship working.
Making the friendship work.
After how many years? Right. How many years have you known each other?
Since I know him since 86.
Uh-huh.
Late 86.
So they just stick
I was
with
a
each
listener
other,
before
what?
Then. I was a listener before then. Uh-huh. But I actually physically did not go down to the studio until 86.
I see.
And then I became a fixture when they came back from the R&R thing. I was there. I stayed. I was permanent every week. So yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I could have got my mail delivered there if I wanted to. Yeah. I figured, you know,
maybe you should.
Maybe it wasn't the best idea in the world. There's still like people who don't know, you know, like LF Midwood. They're like, what's that all about? I'm like, well, it's just one of those things, man. Yeah, you know, I refuse to talk into the microphone. You said so tired.
I'm noticing that, and usually you're bugging me about that.
This whole sheet of muscle.
Do I need to call the hospital or something?
This whole sheet of muscle just tightened up.
Don't say that. Really?
I kid you not.
I'm calling the ambulance. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not kidding.
Give it a minute.
Give it a minute, he says. Give it a minute. I may or may not be dead by then.
Wait a minute. Seriously.
Okay, we're having... He's drinking the Fanta. It's orange. He's still drinking. He's swallowing. He put the can down.
Yeah.
He reacts to the Fanta in a positive manner and breaks my office chair. What the hell?
Hey, who bought you this chair?
You did.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wait. Jerry Lewis. No.
I did. When you are in need of something, I generally, you know, it's taken care of.
You do.
I need this. And sometimes you don't even need stuff and you get it. Yay.
Well, that's the way you should be
with a girl. I agree. Like, you know, 20 years, like sometimes we miss our anniversary.
Because we're just drinking for like.
Or we're too lazy, right?
Yeah.
Or we'll buy something. We'll say, hey, let's not go out to dinner. Let's buy something.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I did that a couple of times with some microphones and some cameras, I think.
Guys, I like stuff like that. I'm a strange female. I like
technology. Well, the studio is pretty decked out. There's, you know.
Sound.
I do want to get back to doing a little bit of video. But every time I think about it, it's just tedious. You know what I mean?
Because you're having memories of the last time we did that.
No, it was just a lot of work.
It was stressful.
Just a lot of friggin' work.
Oh, my God. Oh, and you know that thing I told you, the video app that I told you that I found the perfect thing to do live off our websites?
All right, yeah, what about it?
They shut it down.
Okay.
Of course. It takes me like 20 years to find the perfect video streaming tool.
Yeah, I know, it's gone.
And they send me an email saying,
weird.
We're not going to do this anymore.
Okay, see, I always ask how long they've been around, what have they been doing?
I don't know.
You know, you're always better doing stuff off your own site.
That's what I was getting to.
Well,
that's what it was for.
Yeah. Well,
without having to have a server somewhere else.
Right. Well, there's going to be a little bit of a shifting with R&I and servers. I'm not 100% quite sure how.
Yeah.
If we're keeping the same IPs, I'm not quite sure how that's going to work out. But there'll be some server-side stuff going on real soon. And after that, hopefully we'll be stable for a few months. Stability isn't the problem. I mean, it's when I say stable, I mean like in hopefully moved in the direction that we want to stay in, going and staying for the future of for R&I.
I thought you meant it wouldn't come unplugged or something.
No, I cannot believe
stability.
How much my shoulders hurt.
Well, stop doing that.
No, it's better. It's just better when it's
raising his arm and stuff.
Ugh.
Stop it.
Ouch.
Would you like? Do you want me to? I don't know what to.
What?
You won't let me call an ambulance or anybody to help you.
I'm not having a heart attack.
Stop. On the air.
Stop being foolish.
You're just trying to show off.
Stop being foolish. Honestly. I'm gonna light a joint.
I know, I'm scaring people.
That's what I'm gonna do.
So
actually half.
They're in a little box. Okay.
In a little box. Marketing. Everything's about marketing these days.
Yeah. Lee.
This was like 7 half gram, so it's 3.5, which is an eighth, exactly an eighth.
I grew up in the mid to late 70s. I was a teenager. Okay, so yeah, I'm old, but you know, to see the way that pot is legitimately sold and marketed these days.
It's matches here.
Blows my mind.
See, they even give you matches. And
oh, wow.
Light them up with that. Just not
what do the matches look like? Let me see. Are they like, they have cute colors or something?
No, just regular.
Oh, red. They're wooden.
They're wooden matches, yeah.
Wow.
I've seen there's a lot of different marketing things.
That's really cool. And
so this had 7-1, now there's only 2 left. This had 7, 7, friggin', it had 7 1/2 The box is a pain in the neck.
They look like those, what were they, Egyptian ones you used to get that were like different colors.
Yeah, I see why you say that. But yeah, that a lot of the pre-rolls look like that, you know. There's no filter. Yeah. Our EMT friend was smoking stuff that had a filter on it that he swore by, that he liked a lot. That I'm going to have to, I guess, go over to that other dispensary, Northeastern. Is that the cat?
I don't know.
I'm tuned for my own cat.
I don't hear anything.
My own cat's crying. It's Patsy?
No.
No, it doesn't seem to be at the moment.
No, don't call him right now. Oh, my God.
He's been known to come in and sit down and, you know, not participate. He never did anything when I was running video. He would refuse to be captured. Like, he thought he was some sort of Indian chief or something. I don't know why he would get ideas like that.
I told him.
Yeah.
I told him he was descended.
How's that ancestor thing working out for
you? Oh, it's awesome. It's got so many interesting things, you would not believe it.
Yeah.
It's no wonder I have an existential identity crisis going on. What'd you drop?
Lighter.
Oh, well, bummer.
Yeah. I just keep my shoulders all like, oh my God.
What are you going to do with you?
I'm dying.
Stop it.
Well, I'm going to get some tests done in the first week of November.
You're never dying, not ever.
Yeah. Hopefully. That's what they told me when I made that deal.
I'll keep giving you a shot. Oh, yeah.
That's what they told me.
Oh, all right.
At the crossroads.
You can't take me into the hospital.
I'm always reluctant to go to the hospital.
Yeah. Hey, if I made one of those deals too, does it mean that when we finally have to go that we can be in the same room?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Why?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, because it's hell.
Start petitioning. I don't know.
Right. I like a double please.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
And we have to have high-speed internet and the best audio equipment that there is in life.
I take my audio equipment. I pick and choose. I like the DBX stuff. I didn't when I was younger. But
I'm not saying what we have isn't nice. I'm just saying if Satan gives it to you, it should be ridiculously nice.
Yeah, like a Ferrari. But I don't even really maximize this stuff to its maximum capability.
No.
I can't get over that I have to talk into the robot phallus every week.
The robot phallus.
Every week.
What would be your preference?
It looks like a robot's dick. It does.
Yeah.
Not just me, right?
No, okay. That's not just you.
Yeah.
I don't see the problem.
The other one is beige. The regular
RH. Ew, no. Then it really would look like.
And
no.
I think they make the RH20 in black now.
Those are sexy.
Yeah. But their RH20 is still like, boo. And I didn't want that. I didn't want that. I didn't want that for myself.
You made a good choice.
I wanted better than my parents had.
You made a good choice.
You know what I mean? Right. Seriously. But yeah, that's why everything works out great, because John and I don't talk much.
Wow. Did we get a long way to get back to that or what?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Whoosh. I started. You know what? Yeah. It looked like it was, and I said, maybe I'll grab it onto it. And I did. But I'm going to like this. But it's... So now I'm smoking in a state where recreational use is cool.
It's legal.
And I bought it in a state where recreational stuff is good, where they don't mind.
Yeah. So, you know, those of you who drink and stuff, shut up.
Yeah.
So whatever.
There's that. Right. I did. I drank, you know, not that long ago. I had those two Manhattans. I had those two Manhattans. They were yummy.
They made from real Manhattans.
Yeah, they
Manhattanites.
Yeah, I think they use something. They switch out something to cut down on the cost. Oh wow, my shoulder.
What is it? Vermouth and something.
It's vermouth
and cherry.
Vermouth and cherry maraschino cherries and it's supposed to be rye actually.
Oh.
But they've been using bourbon like the last 50 years or something. It's a different thing with rye. It's a different flavor. But, yeah.
I've never had one.
Yeah. Really, I have to make one of these days. Yeah. I still have stuff downstairs. I just don't do it. I'm lazy. Like making a drink. That's like burning
cow. So hard. Really hard.
Yeah.
Harder than lighting a joint. It is, actually.
Well, I got this air conditioner.
Oh, yeah. I was a little afraid. I got to watch you because I'm like scared you're going to light your beard on fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. You did well.
You're not the first companion to ever say that.
I'm sure.
There have been many.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not the only thing. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
What is this called? This look particular. At it. Okay, wait. I'm allowed to touch the box. Mm-hmm. Pre-rolls.
Yeah, they're pre-rolled.
No, but what is the thing? It's like a flavor.
It's just
a breed. It's tiny. How are you supposed to read that? Especially if you're stoned, how are you supposed to read that?
It's 30%.
Of what?
Means it's 30% THC.
Happy Valley. Right. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of. Oh, that's the brand.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on the little box. It's like in Boston little box. Well, I don't know. Look, when I was a teenager in the 70s in Southern California and it had pie, I never had, pre-rolls in a cute little fancy box with a embossed font.
Listen, it's only 50 years difference between us.
And everything. Right, yeah, something like that. You're a mere amoeba next to me, yeah. Okay?
Indeed.
So
I am an amoeba. But
Seekonk. So
yeah, Seekonk, Massachusetts.
Yeah,
that's where it was birthed legally.
Happy Valley, Fall River Ave.
Yeah, Rhode Island's going to have to start doing stuff. They'll fuck it up though.
Of course they will.
Rhode Island fucks everything up.
I've been here long enough to know that nothing goes as it should in this state. Not a daggum thing. Everything you do, whether it's in your house or out of your house, ends up being 10 steps to it instead of just get in the car and go and get there, do your thing, and go back.
Things are, it's true. What you're saying is true.
It's weird. It's like, and I heard when we went on one of those ghost walks that time, I think it was the first one.
Yeah, we went through the same one twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's fun.
Yeah. Well, it used to be.
Yeah, we used to be. Now we're. Yeah. I would die.
Now we're like decrepit.
Right, decrepit. Yeah. So I heard. Yeah, and I really wanted a drink from the water fountain. So there we are in front of the Athenaeum with the water fountain. I take a big drink, and then after that, I heard someone say, "Anybody who drinks out of this water fountain is cursed to never leave Rhode Island." And I was like, "Oh."
Oh really?
Thanks.
I missed that.
Yeah, you did. You were across the street talking to somebody or something.
That's fucked up.
So I know, right? You think I don't think about that?
You get stuck here,
Right.
Something could happen to you.
Exactly.
What am I going to do with all your stuff? Oh, that's right.
You're going to keep it in fond remembrance. Because nothing's worth anything.
A memorial.
You can't sell it.
A memorial, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like, yeah. 100%.
Especially all the tarot cards and stuff. You can these were what she used.
You
could charge money. I mean, if John Zavis and Lorraine Warren and those guys and just up the road from us can have a museum of their things, their possessions
they're kind of different.
Not really.
Yeah. I would never.
Well, so can you. I mean, they keep stuff in their house.
I probably have enough personality to do something like that.
Of course you do.
But I don't really want to.
Why not?
Yeah.
But it's my stuff. Why wouldn't the whole world want to see my stuff?
Yeah. Like a museum?
Yes.
Resmiranda's
tools of the trade.
Memorial will do.
The thing
we're a little morose. We've been watching the Hollywood Graveyard.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, we've been watching it a lot.
You guys have to watch it.
I have to make a donation to this dude.
Go to YouTube.
Even if it's just one time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got
to
do that.
Go to YouTube. Hollywood Graveyard, it's called.
Yeah.
Just the history alone of everywhere he goes is so fun to watch.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Not to mention all the dead people. That's good.
So you've got the Sonys tonight.
Yeah.
Which are dead even, like, you know, 2020.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing my bare 70s.
Oh, yes.
So everything says, like, it's like candy. Candy. Like that. Just like that.
Okay, stop. So. But we don't have any.
Have what? Have any what?
Anymore. Oh, yeah, we do. We got worms left. Gummy worms.
Yeah, I don't like those texture. You bought
about trolley gummy worms.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Why not? Oh, God.
You don't want to offend me. We've been eating...
You're the one that buys worms.
Yeah, I haven't even had any candy today. We've been eating from Hala, from Naz's Hala.
Halal. Yeah.
You know, halal, like halal food.
Kosher.
Right. Well, yeah, Muslim kosher. Muslim kosher, really. Yeah.
Made from real... I can't say that.
Made from real Muslims.
All right.
That'll get us thrown off. Sure. Everywhere. See, that's why we're not on anymore. I got honest truth. That's why we're not on anymore. I don't have any, like, huge expectation for growth of the program either, which is fine. You know.
You were taught how to... speak and what sort of bon mots to say on the radio by Don.
The 7 dirty words.
Not Carlin's.
Yeah.
Don.
John J.L.?
Yeah. Mr. Lightning told you how to behave.
Yeah, well, kind of. Between
so
him
that
and,
explains a lot.
Between
I'm
him
saying.
And Randy. Yeah. There's a lot of. There's not as much Randy in me as there is fucking John.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
that's really weird. It's really weird.
He, of course, is proud of you, and as am I.
I guess so. He would be. I guess he still is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Of course he is.
I guess. Yeah, I guess.
His progeny.
There haven't been any, like, you know. He would never really mess with content.
Oh, no, but he would tell you.
So, I mean, he would never, every other word. My shoulders are so hurting. He would never say net content. No, I don't think. But yeah, technically, as long as we're technically there, so you know, and it's hard sometimes because, like I said, I didn't smoke for like a month, and I was fine. Everything was like, because this is a little bit like flying an airplane, a little bit like flying an airplane.
You better take out a lot of insurance before you fly with us. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, well, that goes without saying. But, you know, just the idea, like I said, got switches here and switches there. And then I got another switch over there with her, because I couldn't come out by myself. I'd be like, oh, no. I said, no, please don't make me go by myself.
And then I said, oh, man, I knew you were going to say that. Right. Okay.
Right. It played out like that. And then here she is. But no, I appreciate it. And like I said,
You're very welcome. I have no problem with that. He's drinking the Fanta again.
Again. But yeah, no, seriously.
So
getting back to what?
This being the 6-year anniversary.
Yeah. This is the longest I think I've
the gone. LF Midwood pirate ship sailing through the ocean.
Yeah, through the 11. Yeah, yeah, the Midwood Files sailing through the
11
hour
ocean.
Yeah,
I made a new thing that I have to write out better. Okay.
Please do it privately.
The notion. No.
6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't think I've ever lasted as long as that before. But that's the key. We told you the key is we just don't talk much. Loosely affiliated, you know, I suppose. Yeah. Which is fine. I obviously am not into that brand of politics. I haven't been for a very long time. But you can still listen to someone and appreciate the craftsmanship of what went into the program.
Sure.
So. But I just, you know, I don't put myself in situations where I might need be in a situation where I would have to say something negative about someone. No. I'd rather just not say it.
Yeah. I don't like all these, you know, I'll find several people that I listen to on YouTube or something or that I watch.
This is a condenser mic. How far away? No. I have to be like, Can I be over here? Is it picking me up over here? Like, barely.
And then I guess you'll find out when you listen back to it. What's your levels?
No, I got to lean in. I know what my levels are. I'm like, oh. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. What,
right,
what,
I'm
what
dying.
Is...
I don't know why.
Why are we even... what is...
Why are we even here? Why are we doing this? Right? 6 years.
Yes.
6 years.
6 years.
That's 60 months. I think. No, 60 months is 5. It's 60 and then another...
12?
No. 12 is 72. No.
I don't know.
Nah. But obviously you do not know. Neither do I, but I mean, I'm not making wild guesses at it.
I can't count. I can't count.
Yeah. No, it's... I forget what it is. I forget what it is. But it's an anniversary. I can tell you this. It's the 6 year anniversary. Just I know we came on right around Halloween, if not on Halloween.
Yeah. Just to prove that we could.
Yeah. And it had been like talked about for like months before.
Yeah.
That.
And then it was, ha ha.
And then
see?
Finally it was like, oh.
Told
right.
ya.
Okay.
Right? And then it was hard. Like, the first hour, and he was like, this is hard. I don't want to do this. I'm tired.
My God, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I am. I cannot believe. I'm like propping myself up. It's insane how tired I am. Oh.
Good Lord.
Yeah, well. You know, you get it, like some of the, you know, intentions you can really.
What are you doing?
Beam, you know. No, I have to lean in. I see, I have to lean in, and that's like work.
Wow.
Oh my God, it's work, work.
Well,
work,
yeah,
work,
Winston
work,
Churchill
work.
Said, when you're going through hell, keep going.
Oh, God.
So, buck up, pony right. boy.
I'm just saying, when's it stop? When does it
flip? I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
That's the part you don't get to know.
Right, okay, here we go.
That's what my grandmother always said.
Here we go.
You don't know.
Hold on to something.
What God's plan
grab
is.
Grab onto something.
Right. God has a plan. A big old plan. But you don't get to know what it is.
Yeah.
Because you're a stupid human.
Well, I think some of the brighter people maybe have, you know.
Are not here.
Well, that's true. They're no longer here. There's more than a few people connected to radio that are dead. So, yeah, that's true. Debbie Downer, thank you.
Sure.
I
am Halloween. Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Halloween.
What if we can do? It's like two.
Even if we don't do anything.
No.
Like, you know, I can't sugar out anymore.
Did we watch all the Elvira movies?
We watched a lot of movies. We didn't watch all of them.
All of the Elvira movies?
I don't have the second Elvira movie. I have to find it.
Oh.
Which I can easily do.
Well, you better hurry. Okay. You got 2 days.
Yeah, Saturday. Because Monday's Halloween, right? Yeah, Monday.
Yeah.
Halloween. Yeah, that's odd. Right?
I have to go to my vampire and give blood on Monday morning, so that should be fun.
Yeah, stay with cool. Start.
Perfectly appropriate. Day.
Have you notified anybody of that?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll have to do that because the clock runs very strangely, and you know, it's like the fall
backwards.
Fall the House of Usher here.
Yeah, it fell down already.
Yeah. It's in the process. In the process.
It's rubble. I tell ya.
Not yet.
What time is it? Can we go home now?
No, it's not even around. What is it?
It's, I don't know.
12:28.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Seems like right when you come out here. Imagine coming out here by yourself.
No.
You'd be like, oh, my God.
I'm getting it, though.
Is it over yet? Is it over yet?
Well, imagine that. Remember the days when we used to gather articles and information, or I should say, remember the days when you made me do it?
Yeah.
No, and we had all this stuff.
I worked with the music, though, right?
And yeah.
I worked with the music, and I was good live.
Yes.
You always knew that you could, you know, you'd do something with me live, and it would be like, hey.
Yeah.
Some credit. Yeah, I do.
You always were able to hop on my paranormal stuff, and it was great.
Yeah, I always like, well, again, Midwood Files started out as a paranormal-based program.
That's right. And then
immigrated to something else.
But it got a little more political.
Yeah.
When I said, I'm bored, I want to go do something else. I don't know anything about politics.
Oh, well, it's not hard.
I know, it's not. It's, you know.
It takes a little effort. But
it's like, football's not my thing.
Yeah.
I'm a native Texan, and I don't like hot stuff in football.
Yeah.
So what happened there, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, maybe you didn't get those particular genes.
I don't know. I got someone else's. Yeah.
Could be.
From Scandinavia, yeah.
Could be. But I feel like I'm just cutting it in and out because I am.
You are. you're weaving. Is it because you're in pain?
No, a little bit, but yeah, a little bit. Not really. Yeah, kind of.
I think you spent too much time sitting over here in this chair of doom. This chair of death.
The chair you're sitting in? Yeah. I guess maybe. I don't know. This is,
Trick or treat, right?
Trick or treat. I'm going as a growl.
Just a growl. Just an invisible, unearthly sound. That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
I want to be a succubus.
Yeah, you pretty much are. Pretty much are.
I don't feel that I'm fulfilling my destiny completely as of yet.
Okay, well, then, you know, that's between you and your God.
Satan? Is that what you're trying to say?
I never said that. I never said that. I don't disparage people's religions.
I don't have a religion.
All right, well, whatever it is.
Because I'm against them, that's
whatever
why.
Whatever your philosophy might be. Theology.
Whatever my delusion is that what you're trying to say?
No, seriously.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Sure.
People would never, ever, ever, ever believe that I'd like became back to Christ, or at least dropping the slider. At least my roots. Within my roots.
You're interested.
Yeah.
You have renewed interest. Is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, very much so. Nobody would have guessed that. Anything is possible. Oh.
Maybe you're just more interesting than they are.
Maybe. I just have this pulling sensation.
You know, and people that are listening are going to say, why doesn't she take him to the hospital?
No, it's not like that. It's not like that.
What did you do?
I'm fine.
I wish you could play a song or something.
No, I'm not broken or anything. If that's what you're thinking.
Yeah, no, kinda.
Definitely not broken.
All right.
This fan is a pain in the nuts.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. But it's a good, you know, it's a good temp in here, but it's the other room is freezing. Because even though it's like 50 degrees outside, certain person won't let me change the temperature on the air conditioner yet.
Change it.
Yeah. Oh, good. I thought I was going to have to wait till you got up and went to the bathroom and didn't know that I changed it. Like I usually do.
Change it. Yeah, go ahead. I'm fine.
Now.
Go ahead, run over there and change it.
No.
I find I have to do, like, I do stuff when I think of it because otherwise it won't get done. And, you know, that's not even, like I said, I started smoking a couple of days ago, I guess the 28th. What is it? Like, I'm putting this up on the 30th, so it's like 2 days in.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I know myself when I smoke. I mean, I know, you know me pretty well when I smoke as well.
Yeah.
So there's no shocks or surprises.
I mean, yeah.
Or no shocks or surprises or anything. So. But, it's funny how even after 28 days, which technically, if it were a leap, you know, kind of deal, would be a whole month. I'm like, woo. I just started smoking, and it's just like I never stopped.
This is why I don't use my real name on the internet.
It's so wild. It's like I never stopped. Just like, whoop, fall right into place. So I don't know what that says about me.
It's incredible how you think things through.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I think things. I overthink. I overthink things.
That's the word, perhaps. I'm trying to sound serious, and it isn't working.
I'm still got
what are
that,
you doing?
That friggin' thing.
Oh.
That like floating surge.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so that could be right.
Spasitis, whatever
yeah,
that is from
like
the thing.
Roaming spasitis.
Yeah, that's. It's not, you know, it's not funny. I don't mean to laugh at that.
No,
it's just.
Know, it's not funny. It's
that
just, it's just a little funny. Yeah.
It would be if Charlie Chaplin did it, but, you know, not you.
Right.
Because well, that shouldn't happen.
I'm doing radio. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not doing video.
Which is
why
we have to describe every element that
I'm getting
we have.
Closer to doing video again at some point. So.
Well, so let me ask you, do you want to use the Ouija board background?
No.
Because it's so cool. It's black and white.
Yeah,
and
it's cool. No.
Looks, you know, like yeah, really should be in somebody's basement.
No, it's really nice. No.
Okay.
Give me the green and my website. And that's it.
All right.
Unless I'm on somebody else's program, that's there. Whatever they want to do, that's
all
cool.
Right. I gotcha.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't have, like, naked elves in it or whatever. You know.
Why not? Oh, because you don't like elves.
Yeah, I just don't like elves.
Oh.
They're like,
you know,
like chimpanzees.
They're not very nice. You're right. Elves are not very nice.
Yeah.
Let's get this through our heads, people. Fairies and elves
are cute little devils. Yeah.
They're mean and malicious.
I don't want to be dealing with that shit. So yeah. You know what I mean?
I just get upset when I hear all this fairy love and light, fairy dust
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, people know what they're doing.
Shut up.
Like, even angels. Every time, like, an angel shows up, something bad fucking happens to someone.
They're humongous, and they're scary AF looking. So, you know, what people are screaming when they appear.
It's really crazy.
Or they can't talk, or they lose.
It's really crazy.
Who was that guy that saw an angel? Was it John that saw an angel in the Bible, and he couldn't speak for, like, 6 months?
No, not John.
No, in the Bible.
Was it Paul?
Our John's not that old. He said.
Yeah, he's dead.
No, it was Jesus' cousin,
Paul,
that was talking about his fourth coming, and he saw an angel, and he couldn't freaking talk for like 6 months.
Okay.
That's probably not how they word it in Sunday school, but.
All right.
That's what happened.
You seem to be pretty adamant about it.
I am. This is a pet peeve of mine.
Mm.
People think they pay attention in Sunday school, but they do not.
Yeah, most likely. I never went to Sunday school, so.
Well, I'll see.
Yeah, but I think I don't know if I want to go to Sunday school. It's an interesting, you know, thing.
Do
like
they
I
have
said.
That at Catholic Church?
Well, I would like to be able to prove that I was baptized, you know, so it kind of helps move me along on whatever the next step is, which is confirmation.
But does the Catholic Church have Sunday school?
I don't know. And I don't know if I need to go to it. I need to go to confession. That's really what they want.
Maybe. Yeah.
I know what they want. I know what the frig they want.
Yeah. Well, so. Then they want a donation, which they should have. I mean, people get all bent out of shape about giving money to the church.
Yeah.
They got bills to pay too, you know. So that's another one of my pet peeves.
Right. Okay, I could see that.
So then,
I don't know if
that's Halloween.
I don't know if I've ever experienced that cathartic experience that I set out to find 6 years in. I don't know if I've ever really had it. I know we've kiddingly discussed it once or twice. I don't know if I've ever had it. So
what,
I guess,
you being
I
baptized?
Yeah. Well, no, just in general. You know, me looking for some sort of cathartic experience, something that would, you know, cause me to go, hey, you know, one of those.
Well, yeah.
No, seriously.
I get what you're saying.
I'm open to it, but I need, you know.
So you have to ask for it.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that?
Yeah. I don't,
well, then you'll be waiting a long ass time and you'll die and go to hell. So that's not my problem.
You are most likely correct. Yeah. I would say you are most likely correct.
Didn't you have in your little kid Bible that there are pictures on the inside of like Jesus and stuff? And one of them is Jesus knocking at the door. Oh,
yeah,
let me in.
I didn't have no.
You didn't ever see that? Portrait, even?
No, I told you.
Or that picture?
I just said, yeah, I said no. no, we didn't have, you know, I didn't, no.
Your theological education needs to just start over.
I was baptized. As far as I know, I'm like, I could be buried, I could get Christian burial, so, yeah.
For just $9.95 a month. I'm just kidding.
Something like that.
No, you should, do they have, like, home Sunday school?
I don't know. Maybe. With COVID, I don't know what they do.
Sounds like you better find out.
Yeah. Sounds like I better get right with the Lord. Yeah.
You get nothing past the Southern Baptist, okay? Mm. Even though I'm, like, not one anymore.
Yeah, I think I know enough to be able to, like, you know, if somebody asked me what the deal was, I could tell them, you know, what's up with that? Where's that be coming from? Yeah.
What's with this, like the SNL skit?
Yeah. No. People are like, yeah, you know.
Who cares?
I might try. I haven't, the problem is I haven't, my neck is killing me. I have not watched SNL for like, I can't remember.
Like, it's been at least, 4 or 5 years now?
Yeah.
Not since Don Pardo died.
Yeah, when Don Pardo died. Yeah, that's right. Except for that once when Eddie Murphy came back.
Right. We had to see it when Eddie Murphy was on because...
The man who single-handedly saved SNL.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And does the best buckwheat impression ever.
Yeah. So...
If you're going to die laughing, it's going to be watching Eddie Murphy do buckwheat.
Yeah. Yeah. But, so that was a little fun. I had a lot of those. But normally, I don't like their political bias these days. It's not fair.
No, and I know they started out being, you know, the antithesis to that. They're supposed to be, like, funny hippies or something.
Yeah.
Because I watched them from the start. It was so different.
Yeah. I agree. But, you know, things like that happen, so it's kind of like, hey, whatever, I'm not going to turn it into a thing. I'm going to move on. There's stuff to be done. No, seriously, I mean, it's like, I don't want to go through that shit again. Just, please, not again. So, you know, you get yourself off, you know, you get a little orange Fanta. Got it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's the most recent famous person that died? Speaking of Halloween, we can.
What is this, like, proof of life? This is a proof of life recording?
No, it's a Halloween recording.
Okay.
Who's dead recently that's in the news?
I don't know.
Other than my former Uber Eats driver.
No. That's not fun. You shouldn't say that.
You know what? Don't get me started.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm trying to see something important here. Who's dead?
The last person who touched your desktop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
You touch my desktop and your fingers will fall off.
Whacked.
And that's only the first time.
Whackity whack. Whackity whack.
Yeah. They'll turn funny colors and you'll wake up wondering what happened.
I try to warn him, but no one believes me.
That's right. That's right.
That's my curse.
Go ahead.
I'm Cassandra.
Yeah, right? Nobody tells.
Nobody believes me. Oh. Anyway.
All right, so. Yeah. Oh, look, there's pictures of money all over my.
Money.
Yeah.
Money.
Phone. Cool.
Money changes everything. Yeah.
Money can't buy happiness? Lie.
Yeah, I never promised you a rose garden.
Yeah, well, I don't like roses anyway.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Unsolved supernatural. Universities among the best in the world. Who cares? Crowd crash kills at least
university.
151 at Seoul, Korea Halloween festivities. Oh, my God. What happened?
What is their, is it their version of Halloween? Is that
I
what
don't
it is?
Know. Look at that.
Every country seems to have its own.
Yeah. I hope a video doesn't
Halloween,
start.
Halloween often gets misconstrued with Day of the Dead ceremonies, yeah, which are different.
Oh, see, I can't.
So.
I can't do it because it's a video and it'll.
It's not Mexican Halloween.
Play, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, we like Day of the Dead.
Yeah. As an annual, yeah.
Yeah.
As a festival, as if that'd be like a festival. You know,
Day of the Dead, days of dead, deadness.
Days of dead. Yeah, I guess I respect that as well. So why not? Why not? We're pretty inclusive around here.
Until or unless you piss us off. That's all.
I pissed off.
What?
What was that last part?
No, until or unless you piss us off, and then we're not inclusive,
inclusive
of you anymore.
I might even support your position, even though I'm not, you know, inclusive.
Let's just write it down. I hold a grudge. Okay.
Sure,
I do.
Fuck, I hold a grudge. No doubt I can hold a grudge. Just.
That's called not making the same mistake twice. All right?
I guess.
I think.
I don't know
makes
how many
sense.
Times I've been through the ringer here. Feels like everything feels kind of familiar.
Everything
feels kind of familiar to me. So.
Ew, it's like I don't want to go outside
anymore.
I'm not even
really talking into the microphone the last part of the evening.
We should just start over, and I'll do your show. How about that?
I'm not doing that.
Oh, my God. That
I'm
would...
not having a girl do my show.
Fine.
That's hilarious. That was hilarious. Yeah. That's like the punchline of the whole thing.
Go ahead. Fanta.
Yeah. Is there another Fanta? There is. I know there is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not getting it.
I'm not getting it, though, apparently. Okay. That's it. So what's in here? That's it. Oh, wait. That's a little bit of Fanta. Wait.
Cherish it. Mm. Enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Slowly.
Good stuff.
Mmm. Fanta.
So, anyway.
There you go. Satiated?
Yeah. Well, no, because I'm going to smoke some weed, and that's going to make me thirsty. But, anyway. You know, it's life is what it is. Far do I ever get what I want in these encounters. But, I come out every week, you know. But I was going to skip it. I was going to be like, screw it. And then it's like, no, it's the anniversary week. You know, I don't like the message that sends. That we wouldn't come out and do something, you know. Because we started, I don't know, X amount of the first shows was you and I. Because I didn't feel comfortable talking to myself.
Right.
Which is ironic, because I talk to myself all the time.
Yeah.
To me, one's long, it's just a long thing. Long life, you know, a longer view of life. When I watch other people's stuff, you know? Like, even if you follow stuff, like, even on social media or whatever, you can get a pretty good idea of what's going on, like, major events in someone's life. Like, very easily. That's all I can say.
Yes.
Very easily. What are you looking at over there?
I was just trying to find something about Halloween that's useful, and I didn't.
Oh, well, that sucks.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, what you want to do, like an international Halloween? You want to do an international Halloween greeting?
No.
I don't want. What's your deal? You're getting a little strange now. Wait, what's going on?
I don't
on?
Care if anybody else has a good time.
Yeah, okay. No. I'm like perfectly content.
Now, happy Halloween. And
yeah, what
whatever.
Is it? Samhain. Selene. No?
No.
Selene.
It's okay.
Selene. I'm dying here.
The next class we have on spells, we'll talk about that. Yeah, some more, okay.
And even spells.
Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember those ads. Oh, that was horrible.
Oh, hey, I got paid for it.
Yeah. Hey, money's money.
That's right. Get paid when you
turn pro. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It was for a psychic website and everything they had to offer. And I not only had to do the commercial, I had to write it. And the guy says, the owner says, well, we're going to do spells too, so don't forget to put the soap. Apparently, the way I delivered it and spells.
And even spells.
Yeah, sounded like little fairies.
Yeah, it was going, really funny.
Let's do spells on people.
Yeah, it was.
Barbie. So, right. It was fun. Yeah. I might still have one of those somewhere. There were commercials on a show on the internet called Tarot Plane. Done by a psychic reading site that doesn't exist anymore. This is like 2000.
Okay.
So a long time ago.
Like 1999?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when there was only like two psychic reading sites on the internet.
Yeah, I was like arrested in 2000. In early 2000.
Oh, and I was doing dumb commercials.
1999, I was running around. 2000, I was arrested into the early part of 2000, January. Oh.
Man.
Yeah, I don't mean. And I can vote. I can buy weed and I can vote.
And little did we know how our lives would change from that moment
right.
on.
I could just, I just wanted, I could do those things. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can smoke weed and I can vote.
It's way in the past.
I don't know if I can vote while I'm smoking weed. I don't know if it would be a good idea to
no.
vote while I'm smoking weed.
Probably not.
But I'm just making a point.
It's a good point. Those things are behind you now. Mm. And, you know, you've been ahead of them for a long time.
I can't get because it's the way the wind comes in.
I know. I can't seem to manage to arrange it to not blow right on somebody while they're sitting there.
Yeah, okay. Give me this.
What are you doing? Get
out of here.
Oh. What?
It'll be all right. Everything will be fine.
Oh. No. Look at that. We got 8 minutes.
8 minutes to go, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have thought, I thought the fifth one was rather more exciting than this.
What? Huh?
I think we did it with the 5th anniversary. We always tend to note the annual thing because it's always around the holiday.
Oh.
It's always around what I refer to as the holidays, which is, you know, to me means October 1st to like the first week of November. That's the holidays to me.
They're all associated with food.
See, I'm doing that fascia thing, maybe, you know? I don't know what's up with that.
I don't know, but now you're scaring me.
Yeah, the doctor, my neurologist, was like, it could be something, you know, like some sort of migraine that manifests
in
a certain way.
Mm-hmm. I get migraines. That makes total sense to me.
I know. Yeah, so.
But these people, neurologists, ologist means specialist, neuro means nerve and brain.
They go
to medical school for like 99 years.
Yeah.
And the best they can come up with so far is, well, it could be this or that.
You know. Yeah.
How much for a straight answer?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see if I get sick. Even have some nasal stuff.
What our life has been reducing. No, we have a good time as a couple. I will say that. But
then
we go. Am I going to throw up today?
Am I going to throw up today? Yeah. Right. That's really what I'm waiting to find out. And I'm like, you know, we'll see. Oh, it's hard. It's hard being me.
But nobody else could do that.
Right, I guess nobody else would want to.
I don't want anybody else to. I just want you to. Well, I want you,
right.
want
I
you to
that.
Suffer. Hey, my ears are ringing right now.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
My name's Darcy.
Uh-oh.
The boss. It's the boss.
Right. It's going, knock it off.
Yeah, knock it off.
It's like getting your ear pulled.
But yeah, I'm tired anyway.
Well, fine.
But yeah, no, that's it.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Anybody listening is sorry they did, so
right.
Let's
just
put them out of their misery.
Have, like 5 more minutes make it an hour.
Wow.
But,
yeah, okay.
See, it's like,
five more minutes.
What is it?
So if you're listening to the show, email us later and find out and let us know what you did for Halloween.
I guess it's, it'll be Monday.
Right.
So
I think it's
today
a,
is like even a stretch is Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, little details like that. Right. So we're on Halloween week. This is our
Halloween week.
This is our Halloween program that's on during Halloween week.
This is about all we can stand to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should have done more stuff. I know.
Well, we were here for an hour.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. You're spazzing out. Okay, here's. I love you. You know that.
Oh, I hate you.
You do.
You
know that.
I know
that too. Shani, this is a good time to talk about stuff that's on your website, like
my website.
Yeah.
Like what?
Links and stuff.
Go ahead.
Like why links to 11LRNI up top in the menu.
Oh, you mean
John, yeah, that
John link. John, the link to John's site.
Yeah.
No. What about it?
So people can listen tomorrow night and every Sunday night or whenever and find out.
That's me.
Find out how L.F. Midwood got his start. Why are you looking at that?
I don't know.
Put that away. Stop it. Stop it. Just stop it. Stop moving the mouse. Quit it. You're freaking me out. I got stuff down there I don't want you to close.
Fine.
Jeez Louise.
Jeez.
I have to live.
Okay.
Grits Radio, Brad, thanks a lot.
As always, thanks.
Yeah.
I assume he's still running the show. I have no reason to believe he's not.
Nobody said otherwise.
Right, nobody's said otherwise.
People don't tell us anything, but
like,
okay. We assume.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if Fair Radio.
Yeah.
John ran the Fair Radio as. Like the longest time.
Right.
When 11LR, I was on shortwave, it still is on shortwave.
And social media, you got, right? You got Facebook.
I never.
You never put things on. Which
depends
I don't,
on what it is.
Yeah.
I'm fully social media.
You post to your Facebook more than I post to mine.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I have it. Okay, so there.
All right.
And then you have what? Your social media, and then what other interesting links might you have on your website?
Websites that may or may not still exist. That's how.
Give me the mouse.
That's
just
a controversial.
Give me the mouse. Hand me the mouse.
All right.
Just give it to me.
All right.
Like that. That's good.
Easy.
Okay.
All right.
Now, here's what we're going to do.
I'm not keeping anything from
Does that
now.
Help?
Yeah, that's my website. Okay, what about it?
Because you seem to not remember what's on it.
you're the one who comes up with all the links for the show dates. You know, I have many people say to me, why don't you just put numbers? Why don't you just number the goddamn shows?
Because that's so boring. Yeah.
That's what I say to them.
You know, yeah, and you're right.
Okay. I'm so nauseous right now.
Oh, great. Right. Well, nobody wants to hear you throw up.
No, just give me a sec. I'll be all right. Just let me take the freaking cans
Oh, my
off.
God.
Let me take the cans off.
All right.
Everything's fine. Relax.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stay in this general vicinity.
I think that someday someone will read my blurbs on your site.
I think.
And say, she's brilliant.
Maybe.
Why don't we give her a lot of money to write for us?
Right. you'll probably be dead.
Yeah, and you'll have to tell them that. You'll have to say, oh, I'm sorry, but
right.
you waited too long.
Make the cats and then myself as the beneficiaries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll
yeah.
work.
Right.
That'll work.
Why not, right?
And they'll say, and then let that, let that Arthur Dark dude know.
Yeah.
Where my famous grave is. That's what it is on YouTube. Arthur Dark, Hollywood Graveyard. You guys, that's, you know, there's a Halloween promo for you. Go friggin' watch it. It's so good.
Right.
Especially the one on Edgar Allan Poe. I left out the P. I was Edgar Allan O.
Yeah, and I'm the one who's stoned. That's interesting.
Yeah. I absorb it because I'm empathic. Nice.
Okay.
And it makes, you know, me sound stupid.
That? What? Yeah.
Huh? See what happened there?
That's not fair.
We should go. Because yeah. now fair. I'm embarrassed.
Okay.
We should go. What time is it? It's time to go. Yeah, that's what time it is.
Okay. I'll do that. Let's see. Oops. Okay. Let me take this.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll go back over here. Okay, we're still live. There we go. Okay, so you want to stop this? You would like to end this conversation?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Did you have a closing or something?
Yes.
Play it.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Where is it? Is that it?
Oh, yeah. Love and curses, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Love and curses. This might be a little loud. You know what? I'm going to even drop this a little bit so it doesn't because it's usually really loud. And I hate dropping. Shut up over there. Be quiet. I can take you out of here in a second. See you later. Thanks, folks. Catch you next week.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.